Thank you, Elizabeth, for the readings on God's will be done. This is something I learned a long time ago when I used to struggle so much. I'm sure I've given this testimony before, or this increased awareness before, but this readings tonight did help me remember that. That I only want what God wants for me. I claim always that only what he wants for me will bless me. And so I wait. I learned to be calm when decisions are to be made. I used to worry about every decision, just struggling with it. But I found a wonderful way of dealing with any problem or any decision. Leave it with God. Leaving it with God meaning trusting it to God and stay calm, knowing that he will answer. If not right away, he will definitely answer, and he is never late. I learned that, for example, in Isaiah 30:21, it says, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. This I have found to be true, because all the time now, if I remain calm, wanting only what he wants for me, the answers do come. He does direct. And what he wants for me surely blesses. I am so grateful to learn this, so grateful for Mary Baker Eddy, Christ Jesus, his own example, and all the apostles and the prophets and so on, all what they did, all showing me or showing us how to live our lives. It's very peaceful to know that God makes our decisions, not us. And when we allow that to happen, it surely is a much greater blessing. I'm grateful to be here tonight. Thanks for the testimonies. All attesting to the power and the supremacy of Spirit. Grateful to be here. Thank you.